Maria Adler is the press secretary for the Speaker of the House, Jace Bolger, and he's on the other end of our line. How are you, Ari?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
Well, I didn't think you thought you were going to be the star of the Rachel Maddow TV program, did you?
Well, no. I don't think it's anything we've ever aspired to be.
Well, she was really jumping on some legislation here in the state of Michigan, and you believe that some of her facts are wrong.
Well, we believe that she is taking some of the facts that she has uncovered and is twisting them around to make them sound different than what's really going on. You know, in particular, the issue here is how votes for immediate effect on legislation is handled. And what we have been saying is that the way we've been doing this is constitutional. It follows the House rules, and it follows precedent because it is the way that votes for immediate effect have been handled in the House of Representatives for many, many, many years, whether you've had Republicans in charge or Democrats in charge. And Rachel Maddow in particular made it sound like, A, we had, you know, decided to completely change the way immediate effect is used since we took over in January of 2011, and also that we're completely ignoring voting and not letting anyone vote, and that's not true.
Well, the Democrats say that since you've had power, they don't get much of a say and they don't get an opportunity to vote. How would you respond to that?
Well, we do hold votes on every piece of legislation. We hold a number of votes, and third reading, which is the final passage of a bill, is always done by a record roll call vote because that is required. And so we do that. When it comes to the question of immediate effect, there's two different ways to handle that. One is what's called a rising vote. The presiding officer asks if there is support, and those members who are in support of it will stand, and that's why it's a rising vote. He then has to make a call from the chair to see if there is a two-thirds majority that shows that there is support for that. And that is the standard. The exception to the rule sort of then is you do a recorded roll call vote for immediate effect, and that is handled just like we do on a final passage. You actually open the voting board and you tally it, and everybody's name and their vote is recorded in the House Journal.
How do you think you would feel if you were on the other side, if you were a Democrat? Would you feel that was fair?
Well, we've been on the other side. I mean, you know, the Democrats have had the majority in the House before, and a couple of years ago, and for about 4 years in a row, there were two terms where the Democrats had control. And Republicans certainly do know what it's like to not even be recognized at a microphone, to not be recognized to put in an amendment, to not to be allowed to speak to an amendment. And that's why it seems really hypocritical for the Democrats to suddenly say this is unfair. You know, they treated the Republicans very, very poorly when they were in charge. We have fought very hard throughout last year and this year to make sure that Democrats have an opportunity to speak to amendments, that they're allowed to put amendments in. I mean, something as basic as putting out a calendar for the day so they actually know what bills are coming up for a vote that day. That's something that they never did for us. But, you know, that really is sort of outside the realm of everything else. The bottom line here is that what we are saying is that, yes, the Democrats always handled the votes the same way we do, but we're not saying that in a way that's meant to mean, well, they did it, so it's okay for us to do it, too. The reason we're saying it's okay is because when the Democrats held the votes this way, it was constitutional and followed the House rules, just as it is now.
So is it sour grapes?
Well, certainly, and the Speaker, I noticed Rachel Maddow last night picked up on the quote from the Speaker when he said that he thought that it was sour grapes. I think that's absolutely what it is. You know, an immediate effect argument does nothing to change the content of the bill. It has nothing to change the agenda that's underway, and House Republicans have a very strong reform agenda underway that we believe is working. You're seeing unemployment rate coming down. You're seeing that over 100,000 jobs have been created in Michigan in the past year, and we think that is because of the reform in Michigan that is driving the economy now and driving some of these changes. Yeah. Ideologically, we disagree with the Democrats. They disagree with us. That's the way the two-party system works. But it also works in that when you have a majority, your agenda is what is going to be moving forward, and that's how it goes.
All right, I got 10 seconds left. Will we be a right-to-work state within a year or two?
I cannot put a time frame on that. That issue is one that people want to discuss a lot, but I don't know that we'll be able to get people to actually take a vote on it.
All right, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.